at to DRJEM2 or PayPal at jmim1130@gmail.com. Or mail your love offering to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Or call 225-927-0577. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
James Brodnick's Ministries presents the Master Key Program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Apostle Brodnick will teach you biblical principles and proven techniques right out of the Word of God that will establish you into abundant living. The Bible tells us that God gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. This ministry is designed to help you perfect your faith. Now, here is your host, Apostle Brodnick.
Hey, God bless you in greetings and that all-powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus. This is your friend, Apostle James Brodnick, and I tell you, I am excited on today. Yes, I am. I am excited about what God is doing through this miracle work and prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. And I believe that the child of God, the believer, shall have plenty in 2020. Well, 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Yes, beloved child of God, I'm going to give you my prayer line number today. I want to pray with you and believe God for the miracle that you need in your life. You know, prayer is where the action is. Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 7, he said, "Ask and it shall be given." He says, "Seek and you shall find." He said, "Knock. In the door, it shall be open unto you." You know, I love verse 8, Matthew 7 and 8. And verse 8 says that everyone that asked, they received. Everyone that went seeking, they found. Everyone that knocked, yes, the door, it was open. Yes, beloved child of God, I believe when you dial this number, God is going to work the miracle that you need in your life. That number is 318-754-0382. 318-754-0382. Again, that number is 318-754-0382. You are just one dial away from your breakthrough. Pick up that telephone and dial right now. Well, if you're listening to this broadcast in New Orleans, Louisiana, and all of the surrounding areas, I want you to get ready to meet us this Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Yes, the big first month healing and blessing meeting will be in New Orleans, Louisiana, at the Hilton Garden Inn by the airport, 4535 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. All seats are free. No admission at the door. Yes, I will be praying for the sick and the suffering and for you that need a miracle. Yes, Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., all roads will be leading to the beautiful Hilton Garden Inn, located at 4535 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. Meet me there in New Orleans, and I'm telling you, you're going to meet your miracle. Yes, that's Thursday and Friday night, each night at 7:30 p.m. Well, the minister of music from Houston, Texas will be there with me. Yes, Brother Dwayne is going to be there, and I believe it's going to be an awesome time there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, we're going to be there at the Hilton Garden Inn, 4535 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, Louisiana. And that's on Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Yes, the big first month blessing and healing meeting with Apostle James Broadnax. But right now, I'm going to take you into one of our Master Key Faith Building Crusades. And I was teaching and preaching under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let's go into that service right now.
She said, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? So that means, how many know that evil spirit had her doing some things, come on here, that just wasn't right, maybe to herself, to her mama, huh? But she had heard about Jesus, and she said, let me go see this Jesus, huh? But watch this, she got here, and she cried to him for help. Now watch this, y'all ain't gonna believe how Jesus dealt with this woman. But it's right here in the Word of God. If you don't quit, you're going to get what you want. Read the Word, Dr. Campbell.
But he answered her not a word.
Ho. Slow it down. But he answered her not a word. Huh? Ladies, you know how it is when you're mad and you're talking to that man and he ignore you and it just makes you mad. Come on. And men the same way. At least give me a response. Nobody wants to be what? Ignored. But watch this right here. This woman is talking to Jesus, but watch this. He ignored her. He didn't answer her not one word. Act like she wasn't saying nothing. Act like she wasn't what? Saying nothing. If you don't quit, you're going to get what you want. Now watch this. I want you to get this. Watch this. What did she do? She stayed right there. Read the word.
And his disciples came and besought him, saying.
And the disciples came and besought him, saying.
Send her away.
Send her away. Oh, now y'all got to help me. I'm almost through here already. Jesus then ignored her. Denied the disciples, said, hey. Send this woman away. We're tired of this. She bothering us. She messing with us. Are y'all hearing me? Ho, let's just bring it into 2020. 2020, you got so many churches that you can go to that you just don't take nothing off no church. See, I know folk. They have a fallout with the Ursh over here. They go somewhere else. The pastor says something they don't like, they go somewhere. I don't know, he in my business, talking my business over the pulpit. Hold up, you ain't even told a man your business. So this the Holy Ghost talking, but you taking it personal. I ain't getting no help in here. Are y'all hearing me? Come on, so watch this right here. But this woman here, she knew that Jesus had what she needed. I guess her faith was saying, Jesus, you got it, I want it. And I'm going to get it. That's what her faith was saying to Jesus. Even though he ignored her, what did she do? She stayed right there. Even though the disciples tried, you know, they came probably with all that stuff, tried to embarrass her. But what did she do? She stayed right there. We can learn something here. This woman here is teaching us, if you don't quit, you're going to get what you want. Read the word loud and proud, Dr. Campbell.
For she cried after us.
Uh-huh.
But he answered and said. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
I am not even sent to your race or to your kind. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said. He said, I'm not sent to your kind. I'm not sent to your race. I am sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You can't tell me that's not enough to make you get your little purse and your Bible and go. Huh? Especially some of you that's kind of mean. Yeah, I ain't taking that off of nobody. He don't know who he fooling with talking to me like that. I don't care if he is Jesus. Come on, I'm gonna tell his father on him. Down here treating people like that. Come on, amen. You know you don't talk to nobody like that. She's showing us something. Because what happens, y'all? Watch this right here. We got to deal with this right here. We cannot handle the spirit of rejection. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying? They can't handle it. Come on, they can't handle it. That's why some people don't never succeed, because they don't want to be rejected. Oh, I wish I had help in here. They go over to the Galleria. Come on here. They go to Neiman Marcus. They want to fill out for a credit card. They say, I can let you know in 5 minutes. No. Call me. Don't want to hear rejection. I wish I had some help in here. Come on, y'all. You got some stuff. If you got to get tough with some stuff. Come on, amen. Some stuff, come on here. You just got to understand it. All rejection is doing is making me tougher. All rejection is doing is making me persistent. I wish I had help in here. I'm talking to somebody that's getting ready to get up and go get it. I wish I had help in here. I said, I'm preaching to somebody that's sick and tired of being sick and tired. Somebody that's tired of being in a stuck situation. Somebody that's saying, look at here, this is not my lot in life. I'm not going to keep scraping at the bottom of some devil's barrel. I'm not going to keep robbing Peter and dodging a Paul. I'm going to trust God and pay him all. I'm going to talk. She said, I'm talking to her. See, I'm preaching some truth up in here. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You can get rejected so many times that you almost be afraid to even try again or ask again. Whoo, I wish I had somebody to talk some truth up in me. Are y'all here? But how many know? That's a spirit. I wish I had help in here. And how many know we got to cast that spirit out? I wish I had somebody to tell God thank you in this house. Yeah. It's got, look at somebody say, it's got to go. Huh? Come on here and stop running around here like no is a bad word. Sometimes no may be a good word at the right time. I wish I had help in here. Oh, they talking to me. But guess what? No don't always mean no. No means sometime yes, maybe in West Palm Beach. Oh, I wish I had. That's all right. The Cadillac dealership didn't do it here. But that's our Jaguar dealership didn't do it here. I wish I had it. Well, maybe I just need to go to another town. I'm not talking to anybody here. Got to be persistent. You got to keep seeking until you find. I'm almost done. You got to keep knocking until the door opens. Hey, come on here. Come on. I wish I had somebody would help me up in here. So watch this right here. Look at this woman. Look at this woman here. This woman here, hold. Now, y'all know how we are. We don't like to be embarrassed. Am I right about it? Come on, amen. Because when we in that Walmart line or in that line with that debit card that we hope the overdraft kick in and it don't. It's got to be something wrong with your machine, because I did hold a card up in there. I know it ain't nothing wrong with my card. Overdraft just didn't kick in, that's all. But how many know? We don't want to be embarrassed. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. We be honest with me. Don't we avoid it if we can? But don't we avoid it? Come on, if something gonna go down, we think we're gonna get a no, we think we make it embarrassed. We try to wait till everybody else leave. They done call our number. We still sitting there like we didn't hear. Too many folk in here. See, you got to be willing to get up and fight for what you want. Come on, I wish I had somebody to tell the Lord thank you up in this house. This woman here, now watch this right here. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. He done ignored her. Disciples done said, send her away. And then Jesus come back and said, hey, woman, let me get you straight. I'm not even sent to your kind. Why are you messing with me? I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Clap your hands.
Well, beloved child of God, we are almost at the close of another Master Key program. But I want you to tune in on tomorrow's broadcast. I believe there is a nugget that's going to help you to get up and go get what you want in life. Yes, if you don't quit, you're going to get what you want. Well, the prayer line number is 318-754-0382. That's 318-754-0382. Again, 318-754-0382. Like us on the web at apostlebroadnax.com.org. Check us out on Facebook at Jim L. Broadnax. That's Jim L. Broadnax. And I will see you on tomorrow's broadcast.
KAYT FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop. Can't stop. Can't stop. Can't stop listening.
Ticket, and he was on his way to a place called didn't bother. All God did was he called a wind and he told a wind, I want you to blow. And he told a thunder, I want you to roll. And he told a lightning, I want you to flash. And he told a tide, stand up real high. For I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man, and he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah, and Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, I ain't got a calling. You already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and threw him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always hear you if you would call him. I dare you.
God's grace. how you brought me through the night. Lord, you kept me, and you never left me. You stood by my side. There were so many times when I came so close. Oh man, death, he tried to take me in. So the reason I'm here is not hard for me to see. In fact, it's so easy for me to explain. It was God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
It was God's grace.
God's grace.
Sure to join us for Friday's Wade Hampton Show. Here in the Ham Camp, we're going to be talking about some things to remember when you try to compare yourself to others. We'll also have the mayor of Alexandria, the Honorable Jeffrey W. Hall, in the studio to talk about things going on in the city. You don't want to miss Friday's Wade Hampton Show right here on KAYT KQJO-FM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us.